Hello there. I am Crystal Craven, and I write songs and devotionals that are rooted in God's word to draw hearts into deeper intimacy with Jesus, because everything that God inspires is meant to be shared for his glory. So this is your weekly devotional. Right, let's jump in here to Colossians chapter 1, verses 5b and 6. And it says, "Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth." Okay. So I'm going to get personal here. The gospel came to me, but it didn't stop there. I heard it. I understood the grace of God in truth. But again, it didn't stop there. It's continuing in me. And Paul writes to us that the gospel is bearing fruit and growing, not just in the whole world, but also in us. That's personal. That's ongoing. If we stop growing in the gospel, how can we bear fruit? The book of James reminds us that faith without works is dead. So if our life is void of fruit, we have to ask ourselves some tough questions. Like, did I really hear and understand the gospel in truth? Or did I only grasp it in theory? Maybe through a lens of pretense or partial understanding. The way that we hear and understand the gospel, it matters. It's the foundation that we build everything on. And sadly, it is possible for someone to call themselves a Christian, even for many years, and yet still have misunderstood the grace of God. Maybe mistaking culture for truth or emotion for faith. But the beauty of grace is this: correction is possible. Transformation is still possible. There is still time to understand the gospel in the grace of God in truth. If we seek truth, if we truly seek God, we will find him. God promises that in Jeremiah 29. So let's pause and ask ourselves these questions. Have I heard and understood the gospel in truth? Is the gospel growing in me? Am I bearing fruit? And when we've taken the time to really ask ourselves those, then in grace and in humility, press in even deeper. Because real truth produces real growth. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com, and that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C. And you can also find my music wherever you stream your music from.